You drunks! You too, Moses!
Another hot dog, Cassidy?
Where am I?
Out of that biz. Have some ketchup. Dig the dead.
Who are you?
A ragu of your memories and fantasies like all others.
Edgar Casey.
Over the edge now, Neil.
Hey, look, man. It's Neil Cassidy on the Sphinx's nose.
No, it's not. What are you on, Jerry?
It's that new drug, Czar.
Czar Nicholas, for your crimes against Russian people, you die!
No escaping to Asia, Anastasia.
Amnesia?
Da svidania, Tsarina.
Oh, Mother Rush.
Tower traffic is solid stone, thanks to the infidel Grateful Dead at the pyramids, loud enough to wake the pharaohs.
Sleep well, Tutankhamun?
As well as can be expected, sleeping in a stone box.
I think we can escape this reality.
No. Only the sound of it. All any of us have is a tiny part of the picture. A fractal glimpse of reality.
But I've glimpsed infinity.
No. Just seemed like it because of the acceleration. Whoosh.
Crispy X cereal, killer food for a toasted plant.
To go within, or at least to see, to peer between what everyone sees. What happens between breaths? You live between them, but in what air do you live? The last air molecules you breathe do a dance. Shiva shivers in ecstasy. The Sphinx smiles between life and death, between human and yet perceived kin.
Time mocks dust, Neil. We can only search the dial for rhythmic traces of that mockery.
Neil, are you wearing those funny glasses to see inside me?
Nah, just feels good. Figure eight soothes my eyes. The infinity sign, the better to peer amid, to see into time.
You gonna live in a cuckoo clock? Then tick your own talk.
I can travel in time. I can see into its interstices. But I can't escape.
It's all an escape for you. We swoon on your croon and you're unstuck by the muck.
Just luck.
Why you and not me? How did you get it?
Because I couldn't have survived without it. Without traveling to some other time, some chronology outside the second, I'd have died. Maybe it never happened to you.
But it might.
Yeah, time's funny like that. We can forget it, but it can't forget us.
Osiris, you're late.
Tutankhamun, your sense of time and mine digress. Revel in all the chronologies of its blessings.
Sphinx is the threshold between life and death, between human and animal, a dream in stone. We are a dream in ether. Words in the air, no sooner said than gone forever.
Isn't it pretty?
A stone groove.
Grooved stone. From an ancient soggy era, or the same kingdom as a dry neighboring pyramid. What do you think, time traveler?
I don't know what you're talking about, sir.
The age of the Sphinx, Neil. It's a big debate in the here and now. Is she older than these mounds? A relic of a civilization so utterly vanished that only the Sphinx remains?
A lady never tells her age, except to me.
Imagine the only artifact from our millennium is a copy of On the Road, Neil Cassidy, in thin disguise to represent the Homo sapien to a visiting space race, prowling our future cemeteries. Instead of racing beyond speed, you must stand unmoving as a statue and try and stare those UFOs into comprehending us. Can you do it, Neil?
You're the Pharaoh of prophecy, Mr. Casey.
I was as wrong about my prophecies as the pyramids makers plan to join Osiris. The hubris of humans knows only death's boundaries, where no dust particle is king of any other. But you must still answer my question. How will your genes be remembered when you're no longer in them?
Not by a pyramid scheme. By the beliefs of those who chose my avatars because they smell good. Women enjoy the pheromones.
Only those you pursue. All the perfume of the planet cannot cure the rot of unknowing.
When I look at these pyramids, all I see is dead kings. So long, Sultan of Swat, King of Crime, Baron of Booze. Let's rob their graves. Where's my shovel?
Try over here. Try over here, and then dig over here, and there. No, up here. It's falling down, there.
But it's under here somewhere. Your Atlanta aunt said Atlantis right is. There is a secret to life and everything.
She promised the sum of all knowledge, but just the right spade full of sand. But it all runs away, and there's nothing.
Edgar, you object of fantasy, how can you lie to me? Our species hasn't evolved intelligence just to be mocked. The only reason we have a capacity for belief is to believe in nonsense.
Wouldn't it be nice if you could write to Santa, get what you want? There were gods you could pray to alter reality, so you didn't have to die.
We're some kind of alive now. We're ghosts, right?
No. We're just characters in a play.
That's what I was going to Yorkton to stop. This guy keeps writing stories about me. Enough already. Maybe I could keep his parents from meeting.
And when no one writes about you or remembers you, you'll be at peace?
Yeah, Edgar.
Pieces of you won't live on in others. Your non-being will be the proud totality, the sweet sanctity of the whole's blackness.
They're fighting over my very dust, you know? My ashes don't get no rest. So cross at the fact I'm no longer on it.
The tumult you caused in life doesn't end when you die. Ripples keep altering reality.
And I wouldn't mind a bottle of Ripple now. For Jack's sake, you understand. Nothing to stand on here. Just sand down here.
Even car dealers can't alter karma's speedometer.
You're the boss now, Mr. Casey. Carry me on your grace.
Call me Edgar. Like that ventriloquist on the radio? Edgar McCarthy? Mortimer slurred?
Time slurs for me now, Edgar. McCarthy didn't tyrannize the country till after you died. You're the seer.
Sucker.
Who do all them commie spies report to when there's no more communism?
The eye on the pyramid on our dollar bill proves it. George Washington was an Illuminati red. Blue and white should be enough for our unlit republic.
Pub, you say? Can a man get a drink here without a prescription?
Prescript? But before the script, we didn't exist.
And who can escape the eye of the FBI's most famous Edgar?
Stalin? I don't care to share a name with him. He had a vacuum at the heart of his stalled soul.
You cruise prophecies, ski the firmest future.
How dumb do you have to be not to predict the future? You peer amid that curdling eternity every time you take a step. You predict the ground's gonna be there. Most times you're right. That's why it's so strange when it isn't.
I'm moving through scenes more and more rapidly. I can't seem to stay on the Sphinx with you. I keep flashing on other places.
It means you're nearing the end of your journey.
Yes, I speed up and speed up until I transcend speed. That's what I learned to do in that Murphy bed prison.
You learned some very bad things there, too.
Well, it was very scary, very painful.
So you tried to impose pain on others for the rest of your life. Prison bed became the destination of every woman you met to pay back your brother for imprisoning you, just as he hated you for replacing him in your mother's love. Where does it all end?
End.
Edgar, I like the sound of it.
It's gear, man.
Third gear, fourth gear, 45th gear, infinite gear. That's what it's all about, isn't it? The universe is just a bunch of big gears inside of gears inside of gears.
There's nothing mechanical about life at all.
But you connected with all those gears. God's own gear shift. That's how you could cure all those people.
I was privileged with a consciousness, a healing capacity. That, well, someone's got to get there first, I guess. There was the first Sherpa on Everest, the first human footprint on the moon. I don't know if I was the first with that power. I'm pretty sure shamans have had it for millennia. But I was first in the West with its media. Sure felt good. I wanted to be helpful when I was a kid, and I had my dream come true.
It helped me just reading about you after you died.
You became fixated on my life because you too wanted help. But not because you wanted to actually be like me and help others. You preyed on others' weaknesses and made them weaker. You didn't help anybody.
Oh, yes, I did, Ed. I inspired a lot of writers.
Now, you want to go back and kill them? How helpful is that?
That bed's been a wonderful time machine for me.
It's only your final delirium that makes you think you're time traveling. You're just walking down those last tracks in Mexico. There's no childhood discovery that fuels your flights of fancy. It's the Seacanals and tequila you just had at that wedding.
Sand is flowing away from me.
Welcome to the last hourglass. Bartender, pitcher of juleps, if you please.
And I'd like a Neil sandwich with what? Sautéed prophecy? Bebop-born language? My tones on toast?